This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And what a big name in high school football that's no longer coaching, kind of like the first name of football. Frank Lenti, the legend at Mount Carmel. Initially, the reports were that he was stepping aside and retiring. Brian Roush, that's not the story, and things are getting really interesting at a football powerhouse up at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, that's for sure, Jim. 34 years at the helm, 374 victories, 11 state titles. He's 11-5 all-time in championship game situations. Right around the Christmas holiday, we had this feel-good story about Frank Lenti retiring after all those great years. And his former player, Jordan Lynch, was going to take over, was introduced, and everybody was excited. And then the next day, an email came out from Frank Lenti that said, quote, "I am not retiring," and the decision was made by the school.
Yeah, and that's where things have got completely interesting, because you're talking about, a public relations nightmare for everyone involved. And you mentioned his coaching pedigree and his resume, and the thing, I've read some of the various columns, Brian, about how they thought one of the things that might appease everyone is, hey, we're going to bring a Mount Carmel kid in to coach. But that didn't appease the people with Jordan Lynch coming in.
No, that's right. And Jordan Lynch arguably is one of the most decorated Mount Carmel athletes. I know that Donovan McNabb would be on that list as well, and you really kind of thought, well, this will be a smooth transition. And initially they said Lenti was, you know, going to help out his former player, and then that kind of all fell apart. And I know some of the former assistants, I think, signed back on to go with Lynch, even one who happens to be Lenti's brother. So I don't know what's going on with that story completely. I just know that, as you said, it was mishandled, and it could have been a feel-good situation. And I also think on the other end of that, if, in fact, the school exerted some pressure, that's terrible against a coach with that kind of record. And one thing, knowing a couple of guys who went to school at Mount Carmel, that they said is, for as good a coach as he was in the classroom, he was a better teacher.
Yeah, in all these personnel issues, you never know what the story is behind the scenes. Now, I know they're a parochial school, but you know, Brian, when something like this happens, and a guy that has that resume, now one of the stories I read is how the basically parents were notified, is an email was sent out, and the subject of the email was football announcement, and then it wasn't basically signed by anybody. It was like a school serve email. It wasn't signed by anybody in the school district. In like the one columnist I read from the Chicago Tribune, he said, you know, a guy that is doing it for 34 years, and then you're kind of bringing in a legend, at least a student-athlete legend to replace him in Jordan Lynch, you think you would have a press conference to say, hey, man, look at what Frank Lenti has done, basically the first name of high school football in Illinois, and we're going to replace him with a homegrown kid in Jordan Lynch. So none of that happened, so therefore you think there's something behind the scenes that's going on in all this.
Yeah, and you don't want to say that Jordan Lynch had any part of this, but maybe, you know, without really trying, he may have, because his star was rising in the coaching ranks, that the thought was he was going to be groomed to become like a coordinator and then ultimately maybe the next P.J. Fleck and become a college head coach. And Mount Carmel probably saw the opportunity to bring him back home slipping away. And I hate to say this as a parochial school, but they felt like he would get the players. I'm not using the word recruiting. I'm just saying he would get the players that maybe Frank Lenti was missing out on because of his name recognition and his youth and the fact that he will likely be around for a while.
That's interesting. His name recognition over Frank Lenti, I beg to differ on that. I think there's a little more name recognition when you've coached Donovan McNabb and you've coached Simeon Rice, and you've won all that state hardware. And the other thing that I caution people with all the time, I'm not just talking about this Jordan Lynch situation, and he may become a great coach. And to be quite honest, you always hear the phrase, you don't want to be the guy who replaces the guy. You're already, you know, kind of behind the eight ball. But I always tell people, being a good player and being a good coach are completely two different things. The one doesn't necessarily translate into the other. So, you know, Jordan Lynch is going to be under a huge microscope next fall.
Yeah, he sure is, and I think the other thing that's going to make life more difficult for him is the fact that not only is he replacing a legend, but now suddenly you have those murky circumstances where I think that will increase the pressure and really make things more difficult, and he may not get that kind of support that he was promised from Coach Lenti, which I think, you know, is invaluable. You talk about his experience, I think there'd be a lot of things that you'd want him helping with in, you know, game day preparation to everything from A to Z, especially with a coach who's taking over a high school football program in his first real head coaching experience.
And as Brian said, don't use the word recruit. That's right. A lot of the people I've talked to in the business, they say, hey, we're not recruiting. We're just marketing our school. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.